I'm going to move straight on to railways for a moment. And as you may be aware, I travel on our rail networks fairly often, well, as long as they're working. And I was a little surprised to see that there is a campaign being led by a Lib Dem MP, Adam Dance, to tackle the problem of ridiculously expensive rail fares here in the UK by looking, perhaps, at extending the range of saver cards that are available. So, at the moment, you know, your young person's rail card expires just after your 30th, just as you come to your 30th first birthday, and then you're immediately plunged into these sky-high prices, well, that some rail operators charge. And you may be surprised to hear that I'm not sure I endorse this, because at the moment, my experience has been we need fewer people on our railways or more carriages in which to put them, because the idea of being rammed onto a three-carriage train at temperatures in excess of 40 degrees centigrade with or without a rail card isn't my idea of a pleasant day's travel. I'm joined by Bruce Williamson, spokesperson for Rail Future. Morning, Bruce.
Good morning, Matthew.
Yes, I mean, I'd love to see more people on our railways, but before that, I'd like to see more carriages on our trains.
Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, I don't think we should see this as an either-or thing. And what you're advocating, in a way, is pricing people off the railways to deter them from, you know, using the trains, which is absolutely not what we should be doing. You're absolutely right that we have, you know, outrageously expensive rail fares, and something needs to be done about that. Andy Burnham is talking about, you know, doing something about the cost of living crisis. Well, this is one of the things that he could do to make rail travel, you know, more affordable for everyone.
I am still stuck, and you'll have to forgive me, Bruce, but I had to abandon a trip to a friend's memorial service because the train, when we got on at the beginning of the line, it was already rammed. And I bought my tickets the day before. They're still selling tickets for trains they can't get people on in the 21st century. And now we're talking about lowering prices to get more people on these trains where the conditions are already, certainly on South Western Rail, they're inhuman. Inhuman.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, what you're arguing the case for really is more investment in the railway.
Yes,
more trains.
I am.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we agree. So let's invest in the railways. Let's get more capacity. Let's buy some more trains so that no one is enduring the Sardine Express in the morning. You know, I mean, it's horrible. You know, if you can't get a seat, and rail passenger numbers continue to grow even without changes to the ticket structure, and we need to. We need to invest in the railway to accommodate that growth so that all of us can get a seat.
Here's that. Just before I let you go, Bruce, buckling rails, deeply problematic. They had an incident in Greater Anglia, another one down in Sussex. Does this happen in other hot countries? Or India, do their trains stop because of buckled rails? Is this normal?
Well, yes, it does. I mean, it's not so much the temperature, but the fact that we're not used to it. So, you know, we could readjust our rails to, to cope with these temperatures. But then we have the problem in winter that if you have a cold snap, the rails might snap. So, you know, you've got to adjust your rails to meet the average temperature. So it's the fact that we've been taken by surprise by this heat wave that's caused the problems. If we knew the heat wave was coming, you know, months in advance, we could do something about it, I think.
Bruce Williamson from Rail Future, pleasure talking to you. Yes, we all agree we'd like to see more investing in our railways. And I did notice Greater Anglia, which wants more money from the government where it had buckled rails, is now actually in it's nationally owned. It's part, you know, it's not a non-profit making. It does take taxpayers' money, but it's not going out in dividends. So I suppose that's something to be thankful for.